Praise the Lord. It's good to be here tonight. I was wondering if we could do something first. Tonight may be a little different. I don't know how it's going to take. It makes me a little nervous. I hope it goes good. But what I'd like to do is Brother Eddie was on their way home with Kevin from the hospital. Kevin's not been feeling well the other night. Monday or Tuesday night, Karen went up there and he had a fever. He's just not feeling good. You can just tell Kevin, his eyes and all. They took him to the emergency room earlier. I called Brother Eddie and I said, well, hey, because Karen called me and was like, hey, Mom and Daddy went to the emergency room. You may want to call about church and see if, you know, because she said, I'm sure right now he's focused on Kevin. We called and he was like, well, I hope we're out of here, you know, and I'll be able to make it to church. And I said, well, look, you got a lot to worry with Kevin. Just you handle him, Churchill. There's people there in the hills. Like, I know. He said, but hopefully we'll be there. So he called us right as we were getting ready to walk out the door, and he was like, we just ain't going to make it. They had released Kevin. They had did an x-ray of his stomach to make sure he wasn't impacted. That's really basically all they did. I think he's got a doctor's appointment in the morning. Right, Karen? And that's basically all they did. They didn't really check nothing else or do much. So what I was wondering if we could tonight before we get started. First thing, would y'all mind if we gathered around, and Karen don't know it yet, but if she stood in prayer for her brother and everybody just prayed for Kevin and Brother Eddie and Sister Penny, and because I know it's extra stress on them when they're worried about Kevin's because he can't talk to them and tell them what's bothering him. So would y'all, I mean, if you wouldn't mind.
Amen. Absolutely.
We're just going to
a prayer for all.
Dear Lord, we praise you. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. Goodness and glory. We deliver us in your strength. God, I pray that you bless us. God, that you bless us. God, that you bless us. God, that you bless us. Bless us. Bless us.
We know that, you know, Kevin is in God's hands. We know that he's touching him. But also, Lane and I have talked about this before. She works where I work. The fears, the nervousness, whatever words people are using, the panic that you're hearing so much of. I just like if you have a situation, whether it be where you work or your daily, somebody in your family, somebody that knows, that maybe doesn't know that they can find peace in the Lord during these times. Doesn't mean our anxiety for our children and our, you know, all this other stuff. You hear schools closing. There's so much going on. And then you hear one side saying, don't panic. The other side saying, well, panic. You know, all this type of stuff. I just felt like in my heart, and Brother Tony, if y'all would just, we all stand together, just as a point of contact, that we know that as we're out in the world today, there's so much going on. But, you know, just give it to God. Let him just ease everything. But I think if you don't know the Lord, and those that are struggling, it doesn't mean that we're not exempt from anxiety. You hear those words all the time now. There's other words, you know. But it's the truth is, we know Jesus. Yes. And we know he can handle it because there is victory in his name. Yes. So let's all just together, if everybody's comfortable taking hands or just standing together. Yes, ma'am.
Can I ask also?
Oh, absolutely.
I can't go into detail and I don't want to.
It's all right.
If y'all will y'all, lift Christian up.
Absolutely.
He had an episode last night, and his mama was telling him husband about it. It's a little on the scary side too, but you know we serve a mighty God.
That's right. That's right.
A mighty God. But when you pray, and if you just ask the Lord, you know, he's telling him to touch Christian.
And during my lifetime,
Christian,
I've been on the phone with my friend. And
burdens now, God. We know that you are a deliverer. We know that you are a strengthener, that you are a healer, Lord. We know that you can touch and that you can heal. God, I pray that you see each and every need, Lord. See those that aren't saved, that aren't ready to meet you, Lord. Let them get their life out there through the last 4 years. Lord, give them the strength and the comfort, the healing, the deliverance that they need. God, I pray that you see Christian, whatever it is that's facing, I pray that you encourage and lift them up. Let them know that you're there for them, God. Let them know when it feels like nobody's around, God, they can find sense that you're still there with them. And you're still there holding them and comforting them, God. Bless them to be with them. Be with this family, God. Strengthen them, Lord, and bless them. Lord, be with all those who struggle, all those who are hurting, Lord, all those who are sick and sick. Reach down right now and touch and deliver, Lord God. And let them see how mighty you are. Bless and deliver and strengthen each and every need, Lord. Each and every person, each and every family, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Deliver and strengthen like only you can, God. We praise you for your healing, for your deliverance, and for your strength, my King. I praise you, God, in Jesus' precious name.
Thank you all so much.
One thing I may ask you to do while you're seated, and you may not like this part. Can the right side sit kind of together and the left side sit kind of together? Yeah, I mean, you ain't got to be in each other's laps. Just sit kind of close to each other.
I'm coming up here with
you. No, I said for them, not me. Yes, sir. Unless you can call them into moving forward. You ain't got to take... You don't got to take your Bibles. Like I said, tonight may be a little different than what you're used to. Tonight, you're seeing just a little bit of what the teens see. They never know what we're doing on Wednesday night. They don't know if we're doing this game. They don't know what we're doing. So, we try to teach them something, but also try to lighten the mood a lot of times. A lot of times I think we feel like when we come to church, it's got to be a set thing, a set way. And y'all may not like this, and that's okay. Y'all can tell me, and we'll never do it again. But there's a lot of times we come to church and we feel like it's got to be a certain way. Everything's got to sit a certain way. Everybody's got to sit. Look, I know where I sit behind my mom and dad. That's where I sit every time. I walk in, somebody's at sitting. Somebody's sitting there. It's creature of habit. I hate it. It's part of it. Sometimes I think the good Lord does it just to shake me up. But but tonight's going to be a little bit different. Tonight, we have questions that we've asked kids' church. We have these blue cards, and they were for children's church. We would ask them questions, and we would have little games where they competed, and we could see who knew what in the Bible. And there's some of the blue cards that have come out. So tonight, I was wondering if y'all would mind, because we always learn from it. Every time we've ever done it, we've never done it as just a waste time, because the last thing I'd ever want to do, I never want you to feel like you would waste your time coming to church, like you got better stuff to do. But I also feel sometimes, just like on the New Year's Eve, I know games was played and everybody just got laughing and had the best time, but every bit of it was done in the Lord, too. It was games, charades where they did. We're not going to do no charades because I don't do no acting or nothing like that. So, but we'll do this side and this side, and we'll see which one of y'all knows the most about the Bible or about the questions. Yeah. Luke, move up here with Aunt Connie. Move up here with Aunt Connie and Sister Linda. I should have chose different. I just punished y'all. Sister Lord, did you hear downstairs? All right. You don't have to do anything. No, ma'am. What rules? Karen? No. Part of the rules, oh Lord. Like I tell you, we're the teenagers. It's different every week. Excuse me. With the teenagers, it's different every week. One of the first things we have to do, tell them, we either can use this or we can't use this. So tonight, we're not going to use our Bibles, and we're not going to use our phones. We're going to just see if we know. All right. I don't know which way. We'll just start with this side, if that's fine. Y'all like y'all got a few less people. We'll start with this side. We'll ask some questions. We'll see how this turns out and how this goes. Like I said, I don't want y'all to feel that like this is a waste of time, like you had better things to do. I want you to take something from it. As the teens, we do this, and there's times where they're so competitive and they get it's fun, though, with them, but they learn. And that's our whole goal, is just to try to learn, but also try to do a little something different. I know tonight I could have come in here and talked a little bit, but I want to try to do something a little different, something that it kind of, when we do it with the teenagers, it kind of just brings us together a little bit more, kind of gets us thinking, gets us talking to each other. And that's why I asked y'all to sit kind of close to each other. You can talk about your answers, or somebody just knows it, because y'all probably know a lot more than I do about the Bible, so it's probably a lot easier for y'all. So we'll start with this side. And your first question, I'll start with a couple of blue cards. Those are supposed to be they're supposed to be easier, but some of them's not. All right, what kind of animal did Samson use to burn the cornfields of the Philistines? Fox. Fox is correct. Hold on, look, Miss Competitive. I'll keep it. I'll keep score because, like Katie said, some people are competitive. Okay, this is the right side and y'all be the left side. Left side. All right. Who baptized many people in the Jordan River? Who? John the Baptist. And it's found in Matthew 3 and 6. If everybody wants to, and the foxes were found in Judges 15:15. It does give scripture with this. Okay. Well, I can't answer that question. What did Judas, this is to the right side, what did Judas do with the money he received for betraying Jesus? He threw it into the temple, Matthew 27 and 5. Look, I get caught. I forgot to write down points. Oh, thank God. Okay, 2 points to them. All right, left side. What did the Israelite priest carry as a signal for the people to cross the River Jordan? What did the Israelite priest carry as a signal for the people to cross the River Jordan? I told y'all this is the blue card for kids.
Twelve stones?
Okay. Not correct. Do y'all want to try to steal it and get the point? Ark of the Covenant. That's correct. Joshua 3:13-14. Okay, right side. What is the name of David's father? It's y'all, because y'all stole that one, so it's your turn. Do what now? I'm sorry. What was the name of David's father? What is the name of David's father? Jesse. 1 Samuel 16. I should have put the teenagers with the parents, so the teenagers might not be walking home then. All right. Yes, ma'am. Joshua 3:13 and 14. Okay. I'll clarify next time. I'll be. All right. Left side. What was Jesus doing when people accused him of working on the Sabbath? Yeah, that's this side. What was Jesus doing when people accused him of working on the Sabbath? Healing. Matthew 12:10. Matthew 12:10. Okay. Right side. Which of the following was not a judge? Deborah, Eli, Samson, or Job? Hey, you're on this side. You be quiet. Let them answer. Deborah, Eli, Samson, or Job? Which of the following was not a judge? Eli? No, ma'am. All right, which of the following was not a judge? Left side. Deborah, Eli, Samson, or Job? I couldn't tell if it was telling me go or Job. Job is correct. It doesn't give a scripture with that, though, but Job. Okay. Left side. All right. This is one that would make you think. Name two tax collectors Jesus knew. Matthew and Zacchaeus. Luke 19 and 10 and Matthew 9 and 9. Zacchaeus and Matthew. Yeah, these are. We'll get to the white ones in just a second there. All right, to the right. Jesus knew that when we become Christians, we still have problems. What did he say falls on the head of both the just and the unjust? Rain. Matthew 5:45. Good job. Matthew 5:45. That one probably got me. Luke. All right. Hey, he's working for free, people. Y'all should go on down. Maybe he is. Maybe he's not. All right. It's the left side, correct? All right. These are the white cards. What? What did Absalom catch in a tree?
His hair.
I had no clue. His hair or his head? 2 Samuel 18 and 9. Bravo, brother. Bravo. That was... All right. The right side. In Daniel's vision, what did the third beast represent? No, ma'am. Okay, left side. In Daniel's vision, what did the third beast represent? This is hard. Yeah. I'm giving you the question and you give me the answer, Katie. That's what you're getting. If she's not a lawyer when she grows up, I don't know what she'll be. Yes, ma'am. In Daniel's vision, what did the third beast represent? Oh my gosh. The Greek Empire. It's Daniel 7 and 6. I mean, what do you say? Okay. Where are we at? Okay. That's the fourth beast. I had no clue.
Well, the iron was the representative of the Roman Empire. It doesn't say it in there, but the Bible scholars were the ones that when the prophecies came to pass.
Said it was.
Now, if they had said that answer, I'd be arguing that.
I know. So I told you I went to the white cards. Okay.
Who's this there?
This is y'all's left side. Yeah, they stole it. All right. Of which son of Noah was Abraham a descendant? You got a 33.3% chance. Of which son of Noah was Abraham a descendant? What are y'all thinking? Of which side? John, Jacob, yeah. Okay, of which son of Noah was Abraham a descendant? What'd y'all say? What? Japheth? Incorrect. Of which son was of Noah was Abraham a descendant? Shem. Shem it is. Okay. Right side still. In which book do we read the story of the birth of Moses? Exodus 2, 1 through 10. You ain't lying. Every time I do this with them, I'm like, God, it's just like I get worse. All right, whose turn are we on? We're on left side? Left side. All right. For whom did God designate six of the Levite towns in the book of Numbers to be cities of refuge? For whom did God designate six of the Levite towns in the book of Numbers to be cities of refuge? It's not looking for a tribe. No. Well, I'll tell you next time. For whom did God designate six of the Levite towns in the book of Numbers to be cities of refuge? Yes, sir. For whom? For whom? For those that accidentally killed Numbers 35. For those who had killed someone accidentally. I was going to say. It's not like I'm making it up. I'm not ad-libbing here. Okay. The right side. Can you name the first son of David? The first son of David. Name the first son of David.
Don't even go there.
Thank you. Name the first son of David. All right, name the first son of David. What are we thinking? Close, but not quite. Not quite. All right. What do y'all think? The first son of David. The first son of David. That's good. Make him work for it, bro. First son of David. What are y'all thinking? Saul? No. Huh? Amnon. 2 Samuel 3 and 2. Hey, it's okay. Okay. Hey, first of all, they had already missed it, so she was allowed to read her Bible. All right, left side. Who in the New Testament is specified as having worn an undergarment which was seamless, woven and in one piece from top to bottom? This is left side. Who in the New Testament is specified as having worn an undergarment which was seamless, woven, and in a one piece from top to bottom? New Testament. Hey, teens that are sitting in the back, you're about to come up here and be in the middle of it. That's the whole point. Who in the New Testament is specified as having worn an undergarment which was seamless, woven, and in one piece from top to bottom? What are y'all thinking? Jesus, but it's in John 19:23. Oh, well, that's different, Jesus. Okay, right side. All right, right side. What are the following virtues entitled in the New Testament? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. What are the following virtues entitled in the New Testament? Galatians 5:22, correct. Okay. What was the name of Jonathan's 5-year-old crippled son? Left side. 5-year-old crippled son. Go for it.
Yeah,
spell it. I'm just kidding. With you. Second Samuel 9:3. Mephibosheth. Hey, good job. Okay, right side. Whose armor did David once refuse to wear? It's 1 Samuel 17:38 and 39, Saul. Whose turn is it? Left side. Okay. Contact with what prophet's bones once raised a man from the dead? Contact with what prophet's bones once raised a man from the dead? Good job, Elisha. And it's found in 2 Kings 13 and 21. Okay, right side. How many of the Ten Commandments do not begin with the word thou shalt? How many of the Ten Commandments do not begin with the words thou shalt not? I'm confused. I've heard like three answers up here. Which one are we going? Two. Wrong. We'll do a couple more. Okay. Whose turn are we on? Left side. All right, left side. Y'all got to listen. This is going to be one. It's going to take you a minute. Well, it may not. How many individuals were resurrected in the Old Testament? How many individuals were resurrected in the Old Testament? Great.
No, wait a minute.
many individuals were resurrected in the Old Testament? It's one of them digits. All right. How many individuals were resurrected in the Old Testament? What are we thinking? Two. Incorrect.
Zero.
Three. 1 Kings 17, 17 through 22. 2 Kings 4, 32 through 35. And 2 Kings 13, 20 through 21. I don't know, it just says three. I'll give you scriptures though, and we can look them up. Yeah, it was 1 Kings 17, 17 through 22. No, ma'am. 1 Kings 17, 17 through 22. Second Kings 4, 32 through 35. Kings 4, 32 through 35. Open his eyes. Okay. Who's the next question go to? Y'all. Okay. Upon what nationality did Balak try to persuade Balaam to put a curse? On what nationality did Balak try to persuade Balaam to put a curse? Upon what nationality did Balak try to persuade Balaam to put a curse? Yeah, what nationality? There's a song named after it. Yeah. I wouldn't say named after it, but it's got it in it. Katie, hush. No. Upon what nationality did Balak try to persuade Balaam to put a curse? The name of them is in a song. No. Egyptians. Numbers 24. Yes. Keith knew it. All right. Okay, whose turn is it? Theirs? Okay. All right, left side. Who was afraid when he heard his brother was coming to greet him with 400 men? Who was afraid when he heard his brother was coming to greet him with 400 men? Who was afraid when he heard his brother was coming to meet him with 400 men? Genesis 32, 6 through 7, it was Jacob. Okay, right side. How did Jonah spend his time in the belly of the whale? Great. If it would have been right, I'd pretend that I didn't hear it. Jonah 2 and 1. I'm just going to ask this, and anybody that knows it can answer, because we're going to wind down. Okay. You know what? At the end, in the teens, at the end, whoever's up, the last question has to be worth that much so they can at least time. So it'll be worth at least three points then. Four? Okay. Which Old Testament prophet saw a vision of four chariots coming forth from between two bronze mountains? It's gotta make you think if it's worth some points. Whoever it is, if nobody knows it, then there's one under it we'll ask. What?
Daniel.
No.
Ezekiel.
No, sir.
Elijah and
Jake. No, ma'am. No. No. Which Old Testament prophet saw a vision of four chariots coming forth from between two bronze mountains? What? Hold on. No, ma'am.
Jeremiah.
Okay, Zechariah. All right, hey, last one, because somebody will know this. Who was the wife of Ananias who tried to cheat the Lord? Fire. You're right. Good job. Okay. Hey, just like we tell the...
He just blew it. It went out.
It went out. We always, when we're in the teen class, we try to have a good time. We try to have fun. There's lessons we've come in and never even had a lesson because the kids have had something on their heart and we've said and we've talked the entire time to the kids. Shrubbing it in. Rubbing it in. Maybe he is. Well, look, y'all don't know how much I appreciate everybody in here. I appreciate y'all being willing to do this tonight. I know it's a little different. I know usually how services go, but sometimes, just like we tell teenagers, we don't play a game every week. We have lessons. We've set. Sometimes kids come in with stuff on their heart, and that's been our best lesson, stuff we've not playing, and kids come in and have something on their heart, and we've talked. Well, y'all know y'all be waiting on us up here, and we're still out there talking. But I do appreciate y'all doing this because I hope you learned something from it. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you had a good time with it because that's what it was for tonight. I told Karen, I said, it makes me nervous to get up there and see if they'd want to do this just because it is something different. But I hope y'all enjoyed it. Don't tell Brother Eddie he won't never ask me to do nothing again. So. Yep. Sister Penny called earlier and she's like, well, we're not going to make it. I said, well, I quit. And she said, well, go ahead and resign for Eddie while you're up there then. So, but no, I do. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. You don't know how much I enjoy being able to get to come to church. I enjoy being able to come up here to be with y'all. I love being with the kids' church on Sunday mornings, the teens on Wednesday nights. Sunday nights, get up here and have church and to be up here on a Wednesday night. I truly enjoy getting to be with y'all. I love, I appreciate y'all. I thank y'all for being willing to have fun and cut up with us and still learn about the Lord because it's great. No matter how much you think you know about the Bible, there's still some things that questions go across. And like I said, every time I do it with the kids, I go home and feel like I'm dumber because I'm like, man, I need to be reading more. So, but I appreciate y'all. And if nobody has anything else, we'll pray. We'll have a dismissal prayer. Y'all continue to remember Kevin. And remember everybody that's sick, because there's a lot of us going around right now. A lot of people sick, and a lot of people worried about the whatever the thing's called. So, yes, sir. Oh, Lord of mercy. Yeah, Lord of mercy. Yeah, we will. Can I hate to do that after that prayer request, but can I give a praise report? We prayed years ago for Emery, a guy that works with me, his daughter Emery. We prayed for years. She had cancer. It went away. It come back. She had went back into the hospital. He was out of work with her for probably, I think the first time was 8 months, second time was 5 or 6 months, somewhere around in there, but he was out with her the whole time. He stayed with her. Well, she went to her, he was out of work today because she went to her 1 year checkup of being cancer free. And I told him that he had it on his phone, like all the blood work they had done and the numbers come back. And he said he was worried about one because it was different. And I was like, man, God's already won that battle. You don't be stressing. Don't be worrying about it. So I praise God because so many times we see bad and we see things happen and we pray for these family, but God's still moving and he's helped Emery and he's touched her life and he's touched her family's life through that too. So I pray for, praise God for that. I know a lot of times I don't praise him enough, so I praise him for that. Is there anything else? I know a lot of sickness. Well, if not, if you'll bow your head, go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, we praise you. We love and we thank you, God, for your many blessings. We thank you for your grace, your goodness, and your mercy. God, I thank you for allowing us to be able to come together, Lord, and to have a good time praising you, learning about you, and just glorifying you, God. And I praise you for a people like we're with tonight, God, a people that can pray for people. God, a people that mean business when they pray. And I pray that you continue to bless their lives, Lord. Continue to bless Kevin and Brother Eddie and Sister Penny and continue to strengthen healing Kevin and making him whole. God, I pray that you would bless them. Brother Tommy's co-worker, God, that you would bless their family, that you would give them a comfort and a peace like only you can give, Lord. Lift them up in this time of despair and in this time of hurt, God. Let them know that you're there for them, God, that you love them. They got people praying for them. People's going to be there for them. Continue to heal and deliver those with cancer, those that need a deliverance, that need a touch, that need healing, strength, and anointing. Lord, go with us, watch over us, protect us, and keep us safe. Help us to put you first in all that we do, all that we face in our lives, Lord. Keep us safe and help us just glorify you. We praise, we love, and we thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all again. Thank y'all.